find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMMM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Thursday, folks, the 22nd, I almost said 23rd, 22nd of March, 2007. There is much information that needs to be relayed to the listening public out there, and we are going to do exactly that. There is information that has come out, you know, if you think about manufactured terrorism out there or synthetic terror, you know, it's what these people do, folks. You know, do you think it was any accident that terror drills with the London bombing and, well, September 11, 2001, that there just happened to be coinciding exercises running at the very same time? The reason they do that, something goes amiss. Oh, well, we were running exercises. Oh, well, yeah, we were on the ground. Something blows out, then they have the ability to cover it. Well, here's something that can't cover it. Breaking 9/11 truth, the BBC, CNN announced collapse of the World Trade Center 7, Mr. Silverstein's buildings. Oh, kind of like, you remember this? In the movie JFK, where the... And I guess you could call this, it's in the intelligence community, it's the uncle nobody talks about. In other words, these are the very silent people. You don't see their faces appearing on stationary letterheads. You don't see their names posted at the agencies that they work for. This is the shadow behind the shadow. And if you remember in JFK, and it was accurate, well, the story went out that Lee Harvey Oswald, a lone gunman, had shot and killed the president. Yeah, that appeared in Australia's newspaper just literally, almost simultaneously as Kennedy was being killed. Well, the BBC and CNN announced the collapse of the World Trade Center, and it only happened 23 minutes before it actually went down. Whoops. You know, these guys, you know, there's bureaucracies out there, too many people, too many irons in the fire. Mistakes are made, but these are the kind of mistakes that trip them up in their grand plans to pull the wool over the American people's eyes and, quite frankly, the rest of the world. Get into that story. Also, I talked to Richard Walker today. I'm going to have him on probably next Monday or Tuesday. He's a writer for AFP. America accused of bankrolling anti-U.S. insurgents inside Iraq. That's right, special operations groups inside operating. Now, I told you about that, about 6 weeks ago. Actually, it's been longer than that. It's been about 2 months. But a new development is that the Russian ambassadors are getting out of town. The last time that the Russian ambassadors hit the high road was, I think, actually 11 days before we start bombing the snot out of Iraq. And just coincidentally, this past week, Israel was running population drills for attacks from Iran for gas, missiles, so on and so forth. Things getting ready to go down in Iran? Maybe Georgie Porgy is hoping throughout the chaos people forget about his other shenanigans.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, before I get into all this news and information, we have so many aeronizers allotted from the Air and Aqua Corporation. And one of the two units that they are discontinuing, but they made a special run for us before they shut them down, is the portable units. And these were actually designed for hotel, motel use. These are completely portable. They're designed that they plug into a 110 outlet, grounded outlet. And it's made in such a fashion that when you plug it in, you can still use the other plug in the wall. It's just one of those things, design things, that the thought that they put into it. But at any rate, these are completely portable. They're small. I'm looking at one. I've got one right in my hand right here. Now, these are variable output. Keep in mind, the original ones were not. You couldn't vary it. Okay, the SS1s, it just put out its errand and you couldn't control it. Well, these are completely controllable for outputs, and they do a fantastic job. You want to take these things? I mean, folks, noroviruses out there in the atmosphere, everybody getting sick from this stuff is not a good thing. And I was talking to several people over the last couple of days about this norovirus. I just saw a news report the other day that 150 prisoners came down with this. Well, how did that happen? Because these 150 prisoners were locked up. Oh, it might have come from their food trays. Really? Never heard of anything like that happening. I've heard of people getting poisoned in prison because of botulism, bad food, food poisoning, whatever. But not locked up prisoners in jail cells, and they all come down with a norovirus. And it's pretty strange stuff. And if you watch the pattern of diseases, and this happens every year, folks, we have viruses out there. We have flu, cold and flu season. It's as perennial as the grass gets green in the spring. Okay? Happens every year. But charting this norovirus, it looks like it started in the east and has spread to the west. It's in the rural areas. It's in the city areas. This very may well have been sprayed on us for all we know. But the point is, no matter what the contamination in the atmosphere, in the air, viruses, germs, anything, these aeronizers, ladies and gentlemen, kill virus and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home, in your hotel room, in your office, wherever. And these are fantastic little units. And, well, the price is even better. Now, normally, these SS1s, they went for $250. And by the way, they got four-year guarantees on them. Just because they're discontinuing a model doesn't necessarily mean that if it breaks down in that four-year period, you got to buy something else. No, these units will be repaired and serviced and or replaced. Okay, they put back the inventory that they're going to use. They know how many units are out there. They have so much inventory that any repairs that they need to do or replacements, they'll be able to do within that four-year period. So it doesn't mean when a closeout happens that, you just rolled the dice and you lost. No. These people don't think that way. They take very good care of their customers. So this unit, I'm looking at it, it's about 4.5 inches by about 8 inches. Not very big, variable output, very powerful. And it's got that four-year guarantee on it. Now, normally sold for $250, these SS1s are on special for $222. And also the SS3X, okay, another great unit. Now, these are corded models. They have a cord on them. Again, a four-year guarantee, variable output on these. You know, the complaint was with aeronizers before is once it scrubbed the air, if you had too big of a unit or you couldn't turn it down enough, then you'd have to turn it off. That's why the variable output on these are very, very important. So both of these units are on special. The SS3X, normally that was $300. That is on special for $242. And by the way, folks, that $222 for the SS1, that includes shipping. And on the SS3X, that includes shipping also. $242. That's shipped to your door, UPS. So take advantage of this, folks. There's no reason why you have to suffer with bad air quality. You allergy sufferers out there, you know, what are you supposed to do when you get allergies? Okay, well, you run to the doctor or you run for some over-the-counter medications. And this is all chemical crap that you're putting in your body. But why are you doing that? Why are you losing sleep at night? Because your allergies are bothering you. What these units do is they clear the air. It sanitizes the air. The reason why particles and the dander and the pollen and all that stuff floats around in the air because it's got a positive charge. These put out negative ions also and takes that stuff right out of the air. Oh, you say you don't have a air cleaner or filtration system in your house? Yes, you do. It's called your human lungs. Not a good thing. So you allergy sufferers out there, why are you spending another tossing and turning, sneezing and wheezing night trying to pump yourself up with all these chemicals? You don't have to. Give us a call. Get an aeronizer. Pet cooking odors, cigars, cigarette, molds, mildews. It destroys molds and mildews. That's right. Put one of these aeronizers in your bathroom. They've got that grungy black stuff that's in your grout. You know what I'm talking about. It will absolutely destroy that mold. Black molds, all of that. That nasty smelling, it smells musty. Get rid of it. These are fantastic units. They will keep your air pure and clean. for literally less than pennies a day. You need to give us a call here, folks. These are close-out models. Once these are gone, they are gone. They have full four-year guarantees on them. Brand new out of the box at 800-724-2719. And by the way, when I picked up this norovirus, I didn't have my aeronizers running. I loaned it out to somebody. If I would have had it running, I wouldn't have got this stuff. So give us a call, folks, 800-724-2719. Somebody that I knew had some nasty cat boxes. So I said, hey, use my aeronizer for, you know, a few days. Well, you know how that goes. You loan something out. Oh, yeah, one of these days I got to go by and pick it up. Yeah. Well, it was weeks and weeks. And, well, I still have this norovirus. I've been talking to a lot of people that have had this, and it's just hanging on and on and on. I'm going on a month of having this, and it is not any fun at all. Are they spraying the stuff in the air? Are they putting some stuff in that wonderful little spray that they're spraying all over the country? Who knows? But I do know one thing. We have the right to breathe pure, clean, unadulterated air. So all those viruses and bacteria and germs and all that stuff that are in your house. And this is a wonderful thing. If somebody does get sick in your house, how is the cold or flu usually transmitted? Because they're touching stuff. You don't have to worry about this. This kills molds, mildews, viruses, bacteria in the air and on the surfaces in your home. You don't have to worry about it. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. You will be glad you did. Everybody that buys one of these aeronizers, they just can't believe how well they work. So normally the SS1, $250, $222, and that's with the shipping. The SS3X normally $300, $242, and that includes shipping. So give us a call, 800-724-2719. All right. Wonderful units, by the way, as I was describing them. I'm sitting there looking at them. They're great, great units. Stainless steel. They're beautiful. At any rate, give us a call. All right. Later on in the program, I'm going to get into this. Tex Mars was nice enough to send me this book over. It was a book by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, The Synagogue of Satan. And I have talked and I've looked and I've studied some more and I've read some more. A lot of times I'll take the attitude that I'll set out to try to debunk something, and the more I try to disprove it, the more I prove it to myself. Some people out there will look at something and go, oh, that looks pretty credible. Yeah, the pieces kind of fit. They're a little ragged around the edge, but hey, we'll plug that in. I am not like that. But I will get into the Synagogue of Satan. And ironically enough, this book by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, Jack Otto's book, World War III, Jack has been putting that book together and researching for a quarter of a century. This guy comes out with his book, and it's the same information. But what I'm going to do is get into Tex Mars's his foreword in this book. And I've talked to a lot of people. I talked to Greg Szymanski. I've talked to him about this before, about the Jesuits and all of these things. The Illuminati, folks, is real. Adam Weishaupt was a real guy. May 1st, 1776, was the real May Day. And when you look at this, you just go, oh, my God. Who hung Jesus Christ on the cross? Who to this day want Jesus Christ removed from every public institution, every school, everywhere in this country? Ah, that's right. It ain't the Jesuits. It's our dear friends, the Zionists. So we'll get into that a little bit more later. And this is fascinating stuff. I mean, it is, because it's true. Take the break here, come back. I'll get into the story about the breaking 9/11 truth 23 minutes before the news was reporting it. Sorry, the building was still standing. Larry Silverstein, by the way, is having a hard time with his insurance companies collecting those billions. We'll be back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Breaking 9/11 truth, BBC, CNN announced collapse of World Trade Center 7 23 minutes before it actually happened. On February 27th of 2007, that's just last month, folks, a video clip from the BBC appeared on YouTube and was instantly made available to the world over and over again. The clip, which only aired once and according to the BBC was lost, shows BBC correspondent Jane Stanley talking about how the Solomon Brothers building, World Trade Center 7, had just collapsed. The report was broadcast approximately 23 minutes before WTC actually collapsed, or should we say, blown up. And it's got a still picture here. Pulled this out of the Idaho Observer, their March 14th edition. And it actually has the photograph of the woman, the aforementioned woman here, Jane Stanley. And in the background, you can see World Trade Center building standing there. Now, and it says in the story, the still at right, taken from the live BBC broadcast, clearly shows WTC-7 still standing in the background. The source of the clip claims that the spot was originally aired at 4:47 p.m. World Trade Center collapsed at 5:20. On the PBS documentary, America Rebuilds, and that was from September 2002, just 1 year post. WTC 7 leaseholder Larry Silverstein of Silverstein Properties admitted a year after the fact that he and the New York Fire Department decided to pull the building, including what they had decided to evacuate the WTC and detonated preset charges intended to bring it down. The BBC clip indicates that it had prior knowledge that the World Trade Center 7 was to collapse, though Stanley made no mention that the collapse was pre-planned. Now, the BBC has thus far refused to intelligently comment on the clip. It did, however, recently produce and broadcast a documentary debunking claims that serious questions surround the official explanations for what happened on 9/11. The purveyors of the official 9/11 box cutter wielding Arab terrorist explanation for 9/11 could quell so much of the wild speculations about what really happened on that tragic day by just answering a few simple questions, such as, if more and more people are becoming convinced that it could not have been a Boeing 757 that hit the Pentagon, then why won't the Bush administration release the scores of high-quality surveillance tapes that would conclusively satisfy the growing numbers of doubtful people with real-time photographic evidence? If the collapse of World Trade Center 7 was not pre-planned, then how did the BBC have advanced knowledge of its collapse? Now, a note on this, news that the BBC had reported the collapse on World Trade Center 7 before the fact caused people to look for more evidence that the media had prior knowledge of the building's demolition. And it's actually got InfoWars posted here on www.infowars.com as a clip from CNN clearly showing police and firefighters telling the public to get back because the World Trade Center 7 was coming down. Now, on September 9th, 2006, 9/11 victims advocate Robert McPadden, told an audience at the community church in New York City how, while he was stationed in a Red Cross operations center, he was told that Building 7 was going to be brought down. We have known since World Trade Center complex leaseholder Larry Silverstein stated on the PBS documentary America Rebuilds that the decision had been made to pull the building and that it collapsed as a result of planned demolition. But now we have an overwhelming body of mutually corroborating evidence to prove the fact. It would now seem prudent to find out who planned the demolition and why. And folks, aside from all this, on 9/11, we've been talking about this for, 6 years? It is what they have done with it post-September 11, 2001. Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security. Oh, wait a minute. We had to have Tom Ridge, Mr. Blockhead first, which, boy, did this rat scurry off the ship. Have you heard anything out of Tom Ridge in the last, I don't know, since Chertoff has taken over? Uh-uh. Boy, this guy dove down a rabbit hole. It is what they have done with Homeland Security. Snooping and pooping on everybody's emails and their phone calls and all of these things. We've got to be safe. Even the stupid Democrats. Yes, well, they have a problem with George Bush's war in Iraq. Yeah, you know, he lied. Yeah. Oh, but we're going to continue the war on terror. Really? Do they want to know that these are false flag operations? Do they want to know that covert operatives are doing this to bring around a security net and information gathering, data mining, snooping and pooping, cameras, fingerprints, biometrics, tracking and tracing, all of these things for the real reason? To track the opposition, to go after their political enemies that are learning about the New World Order, and they ain't liking it. By the way, speaking of such, you're going to love this one. The New World Order Glock. Yeah, that's right. Glocked and loaded. These guys, Glock, they're just wonderful people. They actually made a commemorative New World Order Glock 9mm. That's right. It's got it stamped right on the damn side of the gun. New World Order commemorative. tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
New World Order, Glocked and Loaded. On the front cover of the Idaho Observer, they have a picture of a Glock with the inscription of the New World Order Operation Desert Storm Commemorative Glock 17 handgun. Operation Desert Storm, January 16th to February 27th of 1991, is on the left side. Inscription. Inscribed on the underside in each of the 30 countries that comprise the Allied coalition forces, the first 15 of the 50 Desert Storm commemoratives were to be presented to ranking members of the U.S. Desert Storm leadership, including Commander-in-Chief George H.W. Bush, Allied Commander General H. Norman Schwarzkopf, Secretary of State James Baker III, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Colin Powell, Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney, and National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft. These rare and collectible guns are apparently available through the Glock Collectors Association. When President Bush, numbered 41, announced that the New World Order is coming into view on March 6, 1991, Glock had taken him seriously. By the way, talking about this, the Russians hitting the high road. The Ruskies know when to get out, just as they did in Iraq. Before we bombed the snot out of Iraq, they pulled out 11 days later. Iraq was in flames. Well, the Russian advisors just pulled out of Iran this past week. Israel was running drills for bombings, gas attacks, population movement, so on and so forth. And something other thing that was interesting about this, for no reason whatsoever, the government announced that there was a false story out there and a need to be quelled that, no, Iran didn't attack one of our aircraft carriers. That was just a mistake. It seemed that somebody's propaganda timeline, they started to do something and then had to pull it, maybe because they didn't want to blow up the Russian advisors. Maybe that would make Uncle Pooty Poo over there a little angry. Well, Charlie Rangel and the boys. Oh, yeah, that great Democrat out of New York. Don't you just love him? The compulsory service die cast by Rangel and McDermott. By the way, there is a draft that Rangel had penned to institute a draft. Now, why do you think they're going to need those, folks? H.R. 393, titled to require all persons in the United States between the ages of 18 and 42 to perform national service, either as a member of the uniformed services or in civilian service, in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security, to authorize the induction of persons in the uniformed services during wartime to meet end strength requirements of the uniformed services, to amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, to make permanent the favorable treatment afforded combat pay under the earned income tax credits and for other purposes. Duck when they say for other purposes. Sponsor, Representative Rangel, Charles B., New York, District 15, introduced the 10th of January, 2007. Co-sponsors, Representative McDermott, Jim, out of Washington, District 7. On March 9th of 2007, latest major action on this, referred to House Subcommittee, status referred to the Subcommittee on Military Personnel. They are going to institute the draft. They are going to tell people, well, for security reasons, we've got to have civilians, that's right, under the tutelage and direction of the federal government. Remember the 11th of September. Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then I'll begin. Right now, I imagine there's hundreds of soldiers rushing here to kill me because someone does not want me to talk. They are afraid that I'm going to say the things that are not supposed to be said. They are afraid that I'm going to say the truth. The truth is that there's something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? If you look about, you witness cruelty, injustice, despotism. But what do you do about it? What can you do? You are but a single individual. How can you possibly make any difference? Individuals have no power in this modern world. That is what you've been taught because that is what they need you to believe. But it is not true. This is why they're afraid, and the reason that I'm here, to remind you that it is individuals who always hold the power, the real power. Individuals like me and individuals like you. I've come to offer you a deal. If you accept, I will give you a different world, a world without curfews, without soldiers and surveillance systems. A world that is not run by other men, but that it is run by you. I am offering you a second chance. 400 years ago, a great citizen made almost the most significant contribution to our common culture. It was a contribution forged in secrecy and stealth, although it is best remembered in noise and bright light. To commemorate that glorious night at precisely the stroke of midnight, the edifice of their world will erupt with enough sound and fury to shake the earth. All I ask is you join me in the gates to watch as the past is erased, the pathway cleared, so that together we can start toward a new day. But you ask, who am I to make such a promise? A fair question, but hardly necessary. As you already know me. To know me any more, You need only to look in the mirror. Truth be told, this wasn't even my idea, was it? If you think back, you'll remember that night, whispering in your lover's arms, I became a part of your plan, just as you have now become a part of mine. It's an excerpt out of V, ladies and gentlemen. There has been much discussion, much angst, much derision in my mind. Is it the Zionists? Is it the Pharisees? Or is it the Vatican and the Jesuits? Well, let me see here. Was the Roman Catholic Church around a couple thousand years ago when they took the Son of God and tacked him on the cross? I don't think they were Jesuits. I think they were the Pharisees. Blood Secrets of the Synagogue of Satan. One group and one group alone is responsible for virtually all wars and bloodshed on the face of this planet. This evil cabal is few in numbers, but like a deadly octopus, its tentacles reach out to grip and strangle untold multitudes of innocent victims. The initiates of every secret society and internationalist organization, from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Jesuits to the Bilderbergers and the Order of Skull and Bones, obey the dictates of this sinister group and tremble when it stands before its leaders. The Kabbalist group I referred to as the Synagogue of Satan, an ancient yet modern elite so powerful politically and so fabulously wealthy that even past history has been twisted, reshaped, and revised to meet its preferred version of humanity's gloomy totalitarian future. Religious and racial in nature, the Synagogue of Satan is, at its essence, a grotesque, satanic cult. Its high council is composed of high priests of Lucifer. These are men who literally worship death while practicing sexual magic and occult rituals of the blackest nature. Regrettably, this Luciferian cabal of high priests is supported by over 18 million people around the globe who call themselves Jews. Some of these people, a great many, are fanatical in their support of the Synagogue of Satan. They go by the name Zionist. Others provide the cabal with only token, often nominal support. These 18 million Jews are joined in their often zealous embrace by a great number of Gentiles who are also boastful of being Zionist. While these Gentile supporters are, on the whole, woefully ignorant of the horrific ultimate goal of the Synagogue of Satan, their support and service to the cause of Lucifer helps drive the global Synagogue of Satan's never-ending successful campaigns of revolution, war, famine, financial calamity, and bloodshed. Given the proven fact that the elitist high priest of the Lucifer, who comprise the Synagogue of Satan, and their servants possess ownership of almost every major book publishing firm in the world, rarely is a book or volume ever printed that has the courage and the audacity requisite to expose the ongoing conspiracy of this monstrous group. I am, therefore, extremely pleased to recommend to thinking men and women this excellent volume, The Synagogue of Satan, by Britain's Andrew Hitchcock. You will find it to be as useful, revealing an accurate historical guide to the sinister crimes and dark events that have propelled the Synagogue of Satan to the precipice of world power. The term Synagogue of Satan is a biblical term in origin. As Mr. Hitchcock notes, the book of Revelation in the Holy Bible minces no words. God warns us of the horrendous and diabolical power to be wielded in the last days by the entity identified as the Synagogue of Satan. What is most fascinating, however, is the scriptures clearly tell us that the evil leaders of this entity are not Jews. Yes, they say they're Jews, and the world recognizes them as Jews, even as Israel, but they lie. Listen to what God's word reveals. I know the blasphemy of them, which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Want to look it up in your holy Bible thing out there? Revelation 2:9. Mind-boggling, isn't it? These wicked world power brokers want us to believe they are Jews. They boastfully lay claim to Israel as their heritage. But in reality, they are blasphemous liars. What is going on here? Given the fact that the masters of the synagogue of Satan today possess such incredible and extraordinary influence over the media, it stands to reason that the average world citizen easily falls for the lie. People everywhere trust these great and beneficial leaders who say, we are Jews, to be exactly that, Jews. No wonder the Apostle Paul warned that Satan's disciples come disguised as ministers of righteousness and as angels of light. In the case of the minions of the synagogue of Satan, they come to us disguised as God's chosen, as Israel, as the one race selected by God to produce in the future a Messiah, not Jesus, mind you, for eternity. We are Jews, they proudly boast, while at the same time they suggest that others, that is, the defective lower and inferior races, are obligated by God to bless them, to follow the Jews' lead, to bow down and serve them as God's chosen. Yes, they arrogantly explain, we are the Jews and you are goyim, or cattle, and we have been chosen by divine edict to rule over you and over the entire planet. Shocking as it is, these claims by the Jewish pretenders of racial superiority, even super-race consciousness, have for the most part been accepted by Christian evangelicals as legitimate, authoritative, and coming direct from God himself. Christian evangelicals say it is the lot of the Gentiles, to bow down and accord virtual godlike status to the Jews and to their newly formed political entity, Israel, lest God be angered and curse and punish those who resist the Jews and their artificially created nation, Israel. Sadly, nowhere in the established Christian church can be found a pastor or evangelical guy today who has the spiritual wisdom or even the common sense to ask the cardinal question, who is the synagogue of Satan that God warns us about in the book of Revelation? And nary a soul seems to ask the correlating question, just who are these wicked impostors of whom God warns will say they are Jews and are not, but do lie? One thing's for sure, the Bible regards these false, lying Jewish impostors as dangerous, murderous vessels in the hands of their infernal lord, Satan. Revelation 2:10 says the synagogue of Satan will cast some Christians into prison and kill many others. Their evil plot to conquer the world by stealth and deceit will finally bring about a precarious hour of temptation for all mankind. Look that up. That's Revelation 3:10. Just in case you haven't cracked the Holly Bibble thing lately, folks, go read it. So why aren't the pastors and the evangelicals today warning us to watch out for and beware of those imposter Jews of the synagogue of Satan? The riddle of those who say they are Jews but are not and do lie may be explained by the fact that these men at the top tier of power in the synagogue of Satan organization have been proven by many respected researchers to be Khazar Jews, also called Ashkenazi Jews. The Khazars were Turk-Mongol people who lived centuries ago in the kingdom of Khazaria, eventually to be integrated into the Russian Empire by the Tsars. The king of the Khazars forced his citizens upon penalty of death to convert to Judaism. Later, after their takeover by hostile enemies, demographers and historians say that the Khazars migrated into Eastern Europe, especially to Poland, France, Romania, Hungary, and to Germany. There in Europe, the Khazars, who said that they were Jews and practiced a mystical and pagan form of Judaism, gathered in their own communities, keeping separate from those around them, who they classified as being Gentiles. The Khazar Jews considered the Gentiles to be racial inferiors. In fact, the racial inferiority of Gentiles was taught to them in their Talmud. Europe soon became populated by peoples who said they were Jews, who articulated as Jews, who adopted and practiced the Babylonian, Judaic, Pharisaic religion, but were not real Jews. Most of these people have not a drop of Jewish blood in their bodies, yet they pretend to be Jews. Many, no doubt, have bought into their own historical lie. Others know the truth, but attempted to conceal their true non-Jew heritage to gain advantage, since it pays to be a Jew. To this day, the Ashkenazi Jews, the heirs of Khazar, the genealogical lineage, shun DNA tests. They want no evidence produced that will prove they are not Jews. They continue to lie and say that they are. In fact, an increasing number of DNA studies and analysis has been published over the past decade. In every case, it was scientifically established that the vast majority of the people alive today who say they are Jews have little or no DNA relationship to the ancient bloodline of the Israelites. One researcher has even reported that Arabs and Palestinians probably have greater percentage of ancient Israelite blood flowing through their veins than today's modern-day Jew. It is as if the modern-day descendants of Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, or Japan's World War II Emperor Hirohito were to falsely declare, with absolutely no proof or evidence to back up their contention, that they are Jews themselves, and the whole world were foolishly accept their preposterous juvenile and unscientific bloodline claims. Take the break here. Come back. I'm going to read the balance of this, folks. We're getting ready to head into World War III in the Middle East. At whose hands?
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Why do these Jewish imposters insist, in the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, that they are Jews. Why do they falsely lay claim to being in the direct lineage of Israel's patriarchs, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and others? The reason is clear: for advantage. When modern-day Israel was formed in 1948, the Khazar Ashkenazi Jews took all the leadership roles in that fledgling nation. Men who lied and said they were Jews, but were not, soon were receiving billions of dollars in free foreign aid money from the USA, taxpayers, and hundreds of millions more in reparations from a defeated German nation. These Jewish imposters, moreover, garnered the sympathy and support of billions of deceived dupes around the world who feel guilty or who want to help Jewish Holocaust victims through few of the Khazars really ever were victims. In effect, what we have here is a massive personality and race cult made up of the false Jews who enthusiastically pretend they're God's chosen people, the apple of his eye, but in reality are blasphemers of God, liars extraordinaire, and global scam artists. These, then, are the denizens of the hellish synagogue of Satan, who are exposed so well in the book by Andrew Hitchcock. Whether those who say they are Jews have chosen to reside in the world today, they prosper and thrive. In America, this is doubly true. In his insightful book, The Power of Israel in the United States, Professor James Petras documents the overwhelming control exercised over U.S. foreign and domestic policy by the Jewish lobby and by Israel. Jews represent only about 2.2% of America's voter age demographics. The basis of their power, says Petras, is Jewish wealth, in other words, money. And Petras writes this: the basis of the Jewish lobby Political Action Committee power is rooted in the high proportion of Jewish families among the wealthiest families in the United States. According to Forbes, 25 to 30% of the U.S. multimillionaires and billionaires are Jewish. But like I said, folks, they only comprise 2.2% of the population. Due to their willingness to exercise this money power to advance their own race and its prospects, Petras writes, the Jews have established a tyranny over the U.S., a tyranny that, Petras warns, has grave consequences for the world peace and war, the stability and instability of the world economy, and for the future of democracy in the U.S. Petras, in his book, convincingly demonstrates the vile nature of the unseeming Jewish influence over the U.S. political establishment. The United States, because of unrelenting Jewish demands, has become the military and economic proxy of Israel in the Middle East and the globe, committing violence, torture, assassination, terrorism, robbery of resources, and thuggery on a grand scale. When the Jewish power tells us to do it, we jump to go do it. Even the horror of genocide is perpetrated if it is to the advantage of the Jews. In effect, the United States has become a colony of the greater Israel. We, the people of America, act as the Jews' global bodyguard, fixer, and hitman. We, led by the Gentile puppets who slavishly do the bidding on the Jewish money masters, are global capos. On behalf of the Jewish interests, we are busy converting the entire world into one gigantic concentration camp. We are the camp's guards and its executioners. The Jews are its commandants, and the people of the planet Earth are its inmates. At the mere whim of the synagogue of Satan, the inmates are starved, worked to death, and discarded. More of this, I'll be back here in just a couple of minutes, folks. We'll take your phone calls also today at 800-313-9443.